Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to compliment Alex and staff in putting together the reporting system for the first season. We really followed the format of the malt line season and how we do reporting, and so we have those live updates to know exactly where we're at. But staff did a phenomenal job pulling that together. I know there's a lot of eyes on this and a lot of interest, and they'll continue to do the evaluation of the data that we collect and most likely be coming in front of you here in the near future, this spring, early summer, to talk about this season again and see if we keep it at 15 or do we make an adjustment and what are the further adjustments. So we'll be working on that and stay tuned. We'll be coming forward and having some more of those discussions with you.
Number 23 is law enforcement section update with Sam.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, my name is Sam Skelhaus. I'm the law enforcement section chief out of Yankton. And thank you for the opportunity to just give you a brief update on where we're at with the newly created law enforcement section. If you remember late summer, late July, early August, we started a transition into the law enforcement section. And this transition was going to bring all of Game Fish and Parks law enforcement under one chain of command. And so that would be our conservation officers and our park rangers. And so the goal today is just to give you a brief update on where we're at, some of the things that we're working on, and where we hope to get. And so just take a few minutes here. A lot of what we're doing right now, you know, as the fall, we're still in the heart of our hunting seasons. A lot of our East River deer, West River deer, Black Hills deer, they're winding down or over. And, but we still have a lot of waterfowl hunting and a lot of pheasant hunting, trapping, coyote hunting going on. And so amongst all that, we're still working diligently to move this new section in the right direction. And probably our guiding document right now, our guiding vision is incorporated in our strategic plan. And in the strategic plan that was set up, you know, by our leadership team in the department, you know, we're working on some goals of the law enforcement section. We're working on identifying the budget. We're working on the transition and the merge of parks. Park rangers coming into the wildlife conservation officer chain of command. We're working on a recruitment retention issues that we faced for years in the conservation officer ranks. And then we're working on improving and streamlining our training. And right now, the two priorities that we're working on are this transition. And I call it the parks and wildlife merge, for lack of a better term. They're bringing our park rangers into the wildlife division. Currently, we have 7 full-time park rangers. That in late November, we made that transition that they are now incorporated into the regions and the districts and the law enforcement section. With that, we had to do a little bit of reshaping, rebalancing some of our districts, our workload, our responsibilities and priorities. We have to make sure that we continue to meet the needs of our parks and be responsible and be responsive to our park managers and all the unique circumstances across the state. We still have some things that we need to work out on that front. We work on that on a weekly and daily basis. And right now, I think that the transition is moving well. There are days where it seems like it's barely moving, but it is moving, and that's a good thing. And so we're really excited about that. I think we have a good plan. There are a few changes on the horizon. We see those coming. We're ready to incorporate and handle those as we move. One of the cool things that we've been working on is a national, statewide law enforcement recruitment effort. This is an effort that's balanced between 3 different state law enforcement agencies, South Dakota Highway Patrol, the Department of Corrections, and the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. And Brandon Gust, who are their law enforcement training supervisor, and myself have sat in on one virtual career fair right now. We have another one scheduled in about 10 days on December 17. We're going to try and shift that one to later in the evening so we can get a few more people on there. But currently, Last time I talked to Brandon, we're near 70 applicants. We're looking through those. We're looking for certified law enforcement officers specifically, so that's pretty exciting. We hope to be able to see some fruit from that campaign. I know I've talked to Emily Keel. That campaign will close the end of December, so we hope to have some good information for you here in the near future. And so those are some of the biggest priorities that we're working right now, along with balancing the day-to-day operations and the busy fall seasons that we have. Currently, right now, we have one officer who's going through our field training program. She is in Rapid City right now. We're excited to see how she does and get through the program. And then we have three officers that just recently started the Law Enforcement Training Academy. This is a blended academy right now due to COVID, but they're working through it. We got three young officers. We're excited about that. That's just kind of a brief update of where we're at. Certainly, if anybody has any questions for me, I'll stay on the line and be willing to answer them.
Questions? Comments? No questions. Thank you, Sam.